All right, so that's learn. Sorry for the late start. Big Hashakach to Gadi for sponsoring the breakfast this morning. B'ez Hashem, Shvi'eschus for him. Bokila, and the Mela Olaf Klal Yisrael, B'ez Hashem. Shadech to only hear good news and good things. Okay, so last week we started learning about the Shofet Gidon, about Gidon. So, again, I usually try to keep it independent, but really today is really a Hemshech of last week, so... I'm going to go with the assumption that you were there last week and that you still remember what we talked about last week. Then you have Gidon. So Gidon, but just like Mamish, 2 minutes. That's what I usually say. So Gidon come, there's certain klipas that the Jewish people are suffering from. That's what we spoke about last week. There's a certain klipa that sort of took on different hats, you know, different shape-shifting throughout the generations. There's a klipa that started off as the Indian of Dina, Shechem and Dina, and then it resurfaces with the women of Midian, and then it resurfaces again in Eretz Yisrael with the Indian of Baal. And when the Jewish people, by the times of Gidon, fall into the Avodah Zarah of Baal, so Midian, which was one of the costumes, so Midian comes and gives Tzaras to Klal Yisrael. Again, we were marching this last week and the particular ways how the Tzaras of Midian was in terms of taking the produce of the land. B'chulu, Gidon comes and breaks that klipa, or at least to a certain degree. And Mimele, that's why he's called Yerubal, the one that fights against the Baal, or the one that the Baal shall fight against him, if the Baal is real. Yerubal, and that's what Gidon is. So last week we identified, by Tzadik and so on, is that the Nakuda of this Klipa is I guess, again, there's two aspects of it, how it relates to a Jew's relationship with Hashem, and how it relates with Hashem's relationship with a Jew. But this Inyan of Midian / Dina with Shechem / Baal is an inyan of being ma'orer a kitrig. Being ma'orer a kitrig. Like you have, the Rabbanu Shalom chooses the Jewish people, but there to be even a space for a hava mina of like, but you know what? But other nations are also good. Yeah, you know, Avada, Yidin, but Lemaisa, other Gaim are also good, and the Rabbanu Shalom could have chosen other nations. He didn't, he chose us. Like a little bit of a hair's breadth separation between Hashem, between Klal Yisrael and Avim Shabbat Shemayim. That's the Inyan. And Avodas Hashem, that's what I was speaking about on Shabbos, which is really much connected to this Inyan. That's why Gidon is mentioned in last week's Parsha in Rashi. We'll speak about that hopefully. But that Inyan of like a hair's breadth separation, it might seem to be when you just, and you measure it, it's just a hair's breadth. But Ba'oimek, it's the difference between Avodas Hashem, be'emes, and the Rabbanu Shalom's connection to the Jewish people, be'emes versus not be'emes. Either something is emistic or it's not emistic. But the difference between emes and not emes is a hair's breadth, right? But when there's that hair's breadth, then it's not emes. So when the hiskasher is between Hashem and the Jewish people, when it's be'emes, in the bechin of Abba v'Ima, that's what we spoke about last time, about the relationship of Abba v'Ima, which is train rei and deloy misparshin, two partners that cannot be separated. There's no hair's breadth in between. Then that's not just the chiluk between that and a relationship of zachar nekeva, where it's sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's not, it's not just a hair's breadth difference. It means that it's a difference of whether it's emes or not. And again, when we're saying it's not emes, it doesn't mean that it's fake, but it's not emes. Like we spoke about on Shabbos, there's such a thing as a tzaddik, and a tzaddik is a tzaddik, but then there's such a thing that's called a tzaddik emes, a tzaddik amiti. Doesn't mean that anyone that's not a tzaddik amiti is not a tzaddik, but there's an inyan that's called a tzaddik amiti. And so this relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people, what's there is that nekuda of absolute devotion and oneness, akadei kach, that there's no hava min of there being any level of anyone else on any level. That's the what there's that's the klipa of Midian. That's the Baal, which is Neshika. That's what we spoke about last week. And Gidon comes to undermine that. So what we're going to see now, just to sort of deepen the sugya, is a piece from Rav Tzadik in Sefer Tekanes HaShavim. It's page like 48 to 51. You know, that range. Again, we're not seeing everything there. But Rav Tzadik talks about this inyan of Midyan and how it relates to Moshe Rabbeinu, because we understand that this Nekudah of Emes, like I spoke about on Shabbos, this Nekudah of Emes, which is the difference between real Panim B'Panim, where it is, which cannot be separated, versus a Yichud, which looks like Panim B'Panim, but it's Emes just Achar B'Achar, because there's a hair's breadth in between them. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Moshe Emes v'Seirasa Emes. That's what we spoke on Shabbos. So when Yaakov Avinu was trying to infuse in Yosef, right? We spoke about this, right? Remember? A little bit. When Yaakov Avinu was trying to infuse himself and bond himself with Yosef by making Yosef take an oath and giving a bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, Keruvim, Vishim, and Yuli. So Yosef is the tzaddik, and Yaakov Avinu is infusing himself into Yosef. Yaakov Avinu is Emes, thus producing tzaddik amiti, a tzaddik Emes. The truth is, the Emes Lamit, that's the Nekud of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is V'yikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef Imai. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Tzadik Amiti. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Tzadik Amiti. And that's this Nekud. That's why, again, that's what Tzadik is going to be explaining. Moshe Rabbeinu develops into Moshe Rabbeinu in Midyan. In Midyan. Because that's always the way it is. From within, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the handle of the axe to chop down the wood is made of wood, right? So that's the Moshe Rabbeinu. His inyan is to create a relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people, and the Jewish person to Hashem, an emistic relationship. Panim b'panim, train rained by misparshin, the b'chin of neshika. That inyan, and in order to do that, he has to break the klipa of Midyan. So he has to therefore become Moshe Rabbeinu in Midyan. But that's what we're going to see. But Rav Tzadik is going to, since it's Parsha Shemais, so it's Bashkocha Pratis, it's about Parsha Shemais, so we'll see how it takes us. By the way, I mean, maybe before we get to this, I'll explain how, you know, before we get into Parsha Shemais, you have to finish Parshas Vayechi. So I mentioned it's related to Parshas Vayechi. As far as I know, it's the only place in all of Chumash that Gidon is mentioned. Where's Gidon referenced? So when Yaakov Avinu is giving a bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, he's about to, so he switches his hands, right? So Yosef is disturbed by that. So Yaakov says, Yidati bini Yidati, I know, but Lamaisa, the order that I'm doing is for a reason. And Rashi explains, because he was saying is because there's going to be two tzaddikim coming out of Menashe and Ephraim, Ephraim and Menashe. Ephraim, and even though Menashe is the older one, but Ephraim is going to have a bigger tzaddik, Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua comes out of Ephraim, and Gidon comes out of Menashe. And says Rashi, I don't have it in front of me, but Rashi, something along the lines that maybe someone has a chumash, that Yeshua was Zoyche, he's the bigger tzaddik because he is Manchil Yisrael as Aretz, he brings Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and he's Malami Torah Yisrael, right? And he teaches us Torah. Whereas Gidon doesn't have those two qualities, but Gidon, a nace happens through Gidon, which is the salvation that Klal Yisrael has with us in the story of Shoftim over here.
It's almost like a repeat of Yaakov and Esav, like switching of the fire a little bit.
Well, it's not the same thing, but here Rashi says like this. Yeah, gamu yil am yigdal. She'asid Gidon latzeis mimenu. So Gidon will come from Menashe. Shekadosh Baruch Hu ois neis al yaday. But ulam achiv akad yigdal mimenu. She'asid Yeshua latzeis mimenu. She'yanchil as aretz v'ilami tar li Yisrael. Vasep is these tzaddikim now are being awakened in the moment of the bracha that he gives to Menashe and Ephraim. And what is this nekuda that Gidon, what's the tzad hashava? There's got to be some inyan that these two tzaddikim are coming together in this particular way. The kits are nimrits, it's related to what we're talking about. Again, Yaakov Avinu giving a bracha to Menashe and Ephraim is trying to establish this inyan of tzaddik amiti, of avodas Hashem be'emes, really awakening the koich of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's really what it's about. Moshe Rabbeinu is in the kud of emes, and infusing that and creating an infrastructure within the world of Yosef HaTzaddik that's bound to Emes. That's the inyan over here. Yeshua and Gidon are both related to this nakuda. Gidayin, again, I'm saying this only in parentheses very, very quickly because I don't want to actually go through the Maariv Kaimis, but there's a klof in the Baal Shem Tov. Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov that anything that you have to remember that there's three parts to any infrastructure. There's Olamis, Neshamis, and Elikus. Worlds, souls, and divinity. Worlds, souls, and divinity. And that's the way it goes. Worlds, souls, and divinity. And the Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov that because that's a Mashiach Dika mindset. So it's like this. In this inyan of emes, of hiskashrus between Hashem and the Jewish people in an emistic way, which I said is the inyan of panim b'panim, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, and again, as we'll see soon, Moshe Rabbeinu is in Midyan, the undermining of this. These two tzaddikim, Yeshua and Gidayin, Moshe Rabbeinu himself is hidden. This nekud of emes in Moshe Rabbeinu is hidden. It requires other tzaddikim to bring it out. Other tzaddikim that are not Moshe Rabbeinu, but act as mediums through which this nekuda of the emes of Moshe, the absolute hiskashrus, without even a hair's breadth divide between Hashem and the Jewish people and the Jewish people and Hashem, which is really the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, that he didn't have to have any achanas. There was no achanas necessary. Whenever he could talk to Hashem, panim upon him immediately. Because there was never a hair's breadth divide between him and the Rabbanu Shleilam. That inyan is really Moshe Rabbeinu's jurisdiction, but Moshe Rabbeinu is so mysterious, it needs other tzaddikim and other talmidim to bring it out and to manifest it outwardly. This inyan is mamish the inyan of Gula, of Mashiach, the ultimate tkufa where it will be revealed, Shkayach, where it will be revealed how there's no hair's breadth between Klal Yisrael and the Jewish and Hashem and vice versa. Heinam levadad yishkan is with the coming of Mashiach. So the two tzaddikim that bring, so since this is a Mashiach tiki inyan, so that means it has to model the infrastructure that Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov, which is Olamis, Neshamis, and Elokus. And these tzaddikim that act to manifest the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu in this nekud of emes are Gidayin and Yeshua, also in this model of Olamis, Neshamis, and Elokus, in the following way. Gidayin is the inyan of not even a hair's breadth divide between Hashem and the Jewish people in terms of Neshamis. That's what Gidayin's inyan in the story is, to say good things about Yidden, to be Malamit Zchus on Yidden. It's Neshamis. Yeshua ben Nun is about also manifesting this nekud of emes and of absolutely no, not even a hair's breadth divide, but in terms of elikus and in oilemus. In oilemus, in physical reality, tangible reality, that's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is heinam v'vedad yishkan u'bagoyim lo yischashov. We have our own place and we're disconnected from any other nation and so on. That's Eretz Yisrael. And in elikus, to reveal this quality of elikus means to teach a type of Torah, which is a Torah of ein oid movada, a Torah of that expresses a level of elikus that completely encompasses all of reality. That's the Torah that Yeshua ben Nun teaches. Yeshua ben Nun, I've mentioned this other times from Anasim Breslov, he writes this, that what was unique to Yeshua ben Nun, the Gemara says in Nedarim, for example, that if it wasn't for the sins of the Jewish people, all we would need would be the Chamishu Chamishu Torah and Sefer Yeshua. Why do you need Sefer Yeshua? What do you need Sefer Yeshua for? The answer is, Yeshua is called Yeshua ben Nun, right? So his father was Nun. But anyone that teaches a person Torah, a person's Rebbe is also their father. So that means that Moshe Rabbeinu also has to be hinted with the word Nun. The answer is he is hinted to the name in the word Nun, because Nun means the 50th, right? It means Nun Shari Bina. This Nakuda, the absolute pnimius of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the 50th gate of Torah, which is not even a hair's breadth of emes, 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 memesh, ein oy mulvadai, in the deepest of senses, of absolute hiskashrus with elikus, without even a hava mean of anything else, that is a Torah that Yeshua ben Nun teaches. That's the Torah that Yeshua ben Nun teaches us. And that's always the principle. Whenever you have an infrastructure of Olamis, Neshamis, and Elikus, the top and the bottom are always connected. That was what I said also on Shabbos, that beginnings and ends are tied to each other. So in this model of Olamis, Neshamis, and Elikus, Yeshua ben Nun is the greater tzaddik. He teaches us the inyan of of his kashrus, of emes, of Moshe Rabbeinu level of connection in Torah, which is Elokus, Hashem, the Torah is Torah Hashem, in Torah, and in Olamis, which is Eretz Yisrael. The in-between, Neshamis, that's Gidon. So that's what's going on over here. Is this making any sense to anybody? Yeah. So that's what's going on over here. So after the moment of the brachas, when Yaakov Avinu is infusing his inyan, which is emes, into Yosef's world of Menashe and Ephraim, which is the tzaddik, to produce a tzaddik amiti, well, behind the scenes of that is Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the soul of tzaddik amiti, and because of that, it has to, and as I said, as the Baal Shem Tov was told by the Mashiach, it always has to, anything which can't be really articulated by itself needs to be channeled in three different ways, in Olamis, in Neshamis, and Elokos, and that's what these tzaddikim of Yeshua and Gidon are doing. Again, Yeshua is manifesting and expressing the nekuda of Moshe Rabbeinu, of this emistic face-to-face hiskashrus and reality in the language of Torah, by teaching Torah's Moshe, Yeshua ben Nun, by teaching Torah's Haaretz to the Jewish people, and by giving us the Haaretz, that's Elokus and Olamis. And Gidon is the middle madriga, which is Neshamis, to say good things about Yidden, and to Milam Yitzchus on Yidden. Huh? By Tzawas his avoda, by being melamed zchus, by saying only good things about Jews, that only Jews are worthy of redemption, and so on. By speaking, by believing and articulating that Klal Yisrael as neshamis are bound to Hashem without a hair's breadth of a divide. So there's a Torah that is a Torah of without a hair's breadth divide between heaven and earth, between Hashem and the Jewish people. That's the Torah that Yeshua ben Nun teaches us. And that produces our ability to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's why, going back into Sefer Yeshua, when Yeshua ben Nun first, when Yeshua ben Nun was at the beginning of the conquest, so we see from Rabbi Chazal that the Torah of Yeshua ben Nun, the Torah of Yeshua ben Nun, and the land that he was giving us were bound together, right? Because the Malach appears to Yeshua ben Nun. This is way off topic. Like, that's not off topic, but you'll be Michael me. The Malach appears to Yeshua ben Nun, and the Malach says that you're being lax in your obligations. And Yeshua ben Nun says to the Malach, the Gemara says in Megillah, Yeshua says another, which mitzvah are you saying that I'm being lax in? Is it Karbonis? Is it Torah? What am I being lax in? They're in the battlefield. But it was nighttime, so they're not actually fighting. But you have to be Isaac in a mitzvah. So the Malach responded, Atabasi, I'm coming to tell you that you have to be learning Torah. So it's not a coincidence. Okay, so stop. Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, you have to learn. It's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. The conquest of Yeshua is bound to the type of Torah that he would teach. In order to produce a physical reality of Eretz Yisrael, which is Klal Yisrael by themselves, in a complete, you know, cocoon, in a complete vacuum of holiness, then the type of Torah that needs to be taught and the type of Torah that needs to be experienced is a Torah that's of Kulei Elokus, Kulei Oneness, Kulei Einai Mulvadei, which is the deepest Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Torah that Yeshua ben Nun teaches us, the Torah of the Nun, the Torah of the Shaar Nun, of the 50th gate, that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't articulate, but it was behind the scenes of everything he said, and Yeshua ben Nun could articulate it. So Yeshua ben Nun gives us the Torah of Emes, and he gives us the land of Emes, and Gidon gives us the Neshamas of Emes, that Neshamas also are Emesic in their relationship with Hashem. And that's the model. Again, that's why these two tzaddikim allow Yaakov to give a bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, Keruvim v'Shem and Yehuda. Okay, but again, so all of this is the point is that this inyan of emes, of gidoin, of face-to-face is really bringing out the truth of Moshe Rabbeinu. And since the nation that stands in the way of this revelation is Etzem Midyan, that's why we'll find that Moshe Rabbeinu has to sort of be born spiritually in Midyan. So take a look at Maromok number one. Let's run through this. Yeah. So the sheik also, that's the point of kissing. Pal pal darabai, that's an akuda. Right? That's, well, that's MS means that there's only one thing to talk about. So Moshe Beinu only has one thing to talk about. That's there are certain okay, not gonna.
Sorry.
No. It's fine. I can't speak. Maybe after the shiur, if anyone remembers, I can try to articulate this more openly. But I'm not going to do this right now in an open way. But there are some tzaddikim those tzaddikim that the inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu and like the Shaar Nun is very strong in them. Then very often they have a hard time talking if it's not Torah. You know, there are certain tzaddikim like this, that they, when they talk, it's almost as if they're reading off a sefer when they're talking. Stam, like the Gemara says, Sicha schulin shel talmid chacham tzrichin limud. Even stam, the talking of a talmid chacham, it's really learning. But there are some tzaddikim that even in a very open way, they have a hard time speaking sicha schulin. It's always, it's a certain quality of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's like, this nekud of emes of not even a hair's breadth divide is like there's nothing else but Torah, so it's hard to even talk about anything else. Okay, fine. Anyway, so let's see Marmok number one. Valkain, so where's the first place? This is always important, right? Where's the first place that Midyan, that we have the Indian of Midyan? So that take really the very, very beginning of our interactions, I guess you can say, with Midyan is with Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, the brothers, right? What does it say in Parashas Vayeshev, right? So they want to sell him to L'chunim Karenu Yishmeilim, but that's not what ends up happening, right? What happens is, right? So Yehuda says L'chunim Karenu Yishmeilim. So then that's V'yavra Anoshim Midyanim Soicherim, and then people from Midyan are passing by and they sell him to the Midyanim. And well, there's different shittas in the Rishonim, but the Pashta says they sell him to the Midyanim, and the Midyanim sell him to the Yishmeilim. So it's a funny thing. They initially wanted to say Yehuda sell us to Yishmaelim, but Bashkocha, he couldn't get to Yishmael and eventually to Mitzrayim, right? Unless it was first with Midyan. So this is what he says. V'alkein le'evinim kar Yosef lehem. This is why Yosef is sold as an Eved to Midyan. The Indian Michirasai, because the Indian of the selling of Yosef, Shashvatim le'yodu di'akav vinu mitasa shleima. So again, there's a lot of Indianim over here, but with Rav Tzadik, and when it comes to Rav Tzadik, the way I think of it, it's a good, it's just a good introduction to have for Rav Tzadik Bechlal. There's like for example, when a person's like exercising, right? So there's like, you're building muscle, right? So there's like bulk, and then there's flexibility, right? So there's certain svarim that the avoda is like bulk, to like a mass bulk, you know? Like heavy lifting, you know? But then there's flexibility. With Rav Tzadik, it's more flexibility, so you have to go with it. So Rav Tzadik says like this: why was Yosef HaTzadik being sold? In the Michirasa, the selling of Yosef, Shashvatim lo yodu diyakav imitasi shleima. The other Shvatim did not realize that although Avram had a Yishmol and Yitzchak had an Esav, Yaakov his bed is complete. They weren't oimed on that. The Choshvu, and therefore they understood that there's got to be some psilas. There's got to be someone that's not it. So the Choshvu, the Gambo, Yatsu psilas. They thought that from Yaakov also comes out some psilas. Kami Avram v'Yitzchak. The Dimal Yosef, and they thought that was Yosef. Why? Kiru chafitz limshol behem. They saw that Yosef is desiring to rule over them. The Choshvu shezel psilas midasa she Yaakov. They thought, oh, that's the anti-Yaakov. Yaakov, his face was on the Kis Yaakov. In Kedusha, Yaakov is sitting on the throne. So what's the anti-Yaakov? Someone that wants to sit on the throne for no good reasons. So that's what they thought Yosef was. Al-Kain, therefore, since they were convinced that Yosef HaTzadik is the embodiment of the Sitra Achra, he's mamish, anti-Yaakov, so Av Sheikir Bo Shumugder B'Tayvus, so they knew that Yosef HaTzadik, his Ikra Avoyde is Shmir Sabris. But since they also, quote-unquote, knew that Yosef is anti-Kedusha, Be'emes, he's the embodiment of the Klipa, Chas V'Shalom, then anything that he's doing to indicate a level of holiness, Bemis is the opposite. Bemis is the opposite. If there's anyone that's poigim in the bris, it's got to be him. It looks like the opposite. That's what the Sitra Achra is. The Sitra Achra always mimics and always pretends to be the opposite. So Av Sheikir Bo Shumog De B'Tayvus, even though they saw that he was separate from Tayvus, Choshu De Ein Zeh Bemis. They say it must not be true. Ubisitra achra im nira ezad over toiv. In the world of the klipa, anything that you see that's good, you do bepivniyosa yumamish lepok. You should know in inside it's mamish the opposite. That's what Yishmael, right? Yishmael looks on the outside like tznius. They're shakuim biznos, right? Shakuim biznos. Even olam haba to them is nos. So the whole thing is nos. I on the outside it looks like they're tznuim. That's exactly the point. So they see Yisrael Tzadik and they say l'chu nimkren li Yishmaelim, because really that's his inyan. V'alkin chashu l'machu li Yishmaelim shem shor shirad taiva. But v'loy also b'yadim. But it didn't work. Why? Because they were wrong. Yisrael Tzadik was not the fakir. Yisrael Tzadik is Tzadik Yisrael Oyla. But shenimkren l'midyanim. But it was sold. But where was he sold to? To Midyan. Why? Shehem achafetzim b'kach. Because the whole inyan of the Shvatim looking at Yosef HaTzadik with that eyes of Kitrig, of like, where's the crack in the armor? That itself is the Klip of Midyan. Das Alein is the Klip of Midyan. The whole inyan. This, and the truth is, Yosef also had an inyan. Like, that he brought the Basam Ra Laviyam, that he brought the Lashon Hara to Yaakov Vinu. So you see, Yosef is also Kiviyachal on his level looking for the crack in the armor. What is everyone looking for cracks in the armor for? It's because that already means that Midyan is dancing amongst them. So they're thinking Yishmael, this, that, they Midyan, because that's the Nekudah Pnimis. That's what's going on of you. That's why from the what was missing from the very beginning was Moshe. That's from the very beginning because that they had the Shvatim. So what's missing? If Avram missing Yaakov, the Shiftei Kol, what's missing? And then like in that place, there's like an implosion. Like the Shvatim just implode and everything falls apart. What was missing? So it's like, you know, it's like we can't help ourselves, but just to make, if we're not having tzaris from the Goyim, then we have to make tzaris from within ourselves. What was missing? The answer is Moshe Rabbeinu was missing. That nekuda of like, of face-to-face, bemis. It's like looking for problems. We're looking for problems for. All right, we still have this issue. So he says, V'loy also v'yadim shenimkar l'midyonim she'im echafetzim b'kach l'or midonim, that their inyan is to cause a shter. Neged yisoy kedushas yisrael loymar shagam behem yesh psoilas. So that was the whole conversation between Yosef and the brothers. Brothers Yosef, each one is acknowledging and looking for the psoilas in everyone else. All to different levels and different ways, but that v'sheishchibel amen, that there's episode shaychis between Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world, ad kedei kach, that there's some psoilas in Klal Yisrael, that whole thing is Midyan. V'alkein him chazur l'machru l'mitzrayim. Now once he's sold to Midyan, so now the doorway is open. Now once there's a crack in the armor, so things can tailspin and things can go out of control and Klal Yisrael can find themselves in Mitzrayim. But it starts with Midyan. That's where it starts with. It starts with being Moir Kitrig and like just looking for problems. And that's what it is.
They thought Yosef was a 2.0, Yosef was a 2.0 of Esau, so therefore they expanded to complete the klipa?
To get it out of the system. To get it out of the system. Just like Avram sent away Yishmael. Right, and Yisrael, you know, to send it out. So we're going to see about that. Yeah. The tzaras becomes healed. So, v'alkein heim chazu l'machru l'mitzrayim ervas aretz loymer sh'yish l'chibur l'yisayt ha'ra gamkein ki heim neged haskholas ha'havdol sh'ben Yisrael amin. That's what Midian does. Midian is the beginning of breaking down that separation. And Mimela, once it's not, again, if it's not emes, it's like the Baal Shem Tov said a Torah like this. To a certain degree, again, there's omik to it. To a certain degree, this is what Torah Chassidus is really about producing. What do you need Torah Chassidus for? Everyone was from... Not everyone, but I'm saying, but like Yefremka, you have Shulchan Aruch. What do you need the Baal Shem Tov for? What's the chilek? What do you need the Baal Shem Tov for? The answer is, of course you have Shulchan Aruch. Of course you have pre-Baal Shem. But it's emes dekavoy. Emes. That's the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov said a Torah, it says in Pasuk, we say in Krishma, V'sartem v'vadim u'machayim. Right? The Hashem says, keep mitzvahs, it'll be good. If not, if you go off and you serve avay dezara, Baal Shem Tov wants that. Go off and serve avay dezara, that's still two options. The two options is become tzaddikim and benesati gishmeichem v'itam, whatever. Or the other option is avoid the zara. What about in between? So Baal Shem Tov said there is no in between. There is no in between. If it's v'sartan, it's l'macher. That's the nekudah emes. That's why, who is the Navi? Who is the Navi? Remember on Shabbos I said that what caused Yaakov to pause from giving the brachas to Yosef, to Menashe and Ephraim, which is again the tzaddik amiti v'chula, was who? Yerav Menavot, Achav, the malchus, the avodah zarah de gamalchus of Yosef, right? Who was the navi that appointed, that established that malchus? in the name of Hashem, at the time it was supposed to happen. But who was the Navi through whom the Malchus of Yerov Minevah was established? Anyone know? Chayesh Yelayni. Who was the Rebbe of the Baal Shem Tov? Chayesh Yelayni. It's not a coincidence. Chayesh Yelayni comes to fix Kviyachal the mess that came through him. Because the Inyan of Yerov Menevat is a tzaddik, but not a tzaddik amiti. The holiness of the Baal Shem Tov is not to produce tzaddikim. The Vilna Gaon can't do that. Everyone could. What's in the Vilna? The Baal Shem Tov's coming is to produce tzaddikim amitim. To have this nekuda of not even a hair's breadth of Einam. Again, that's why the Tarv Chassidus is a Tarv Einam Ovadai, of no hair's breadth in between. You know, the Baal Shem Tov, with the Vilna Gaon also, but that's. You know, to establish a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, it's part of that inyan to say good things about Jews. That's yeah, that's Reb Nachman, right? Reish Peves. Sorry, can't hear you. We're going to see, but to a certain degree, because it's not being able to. We're going to see about that. It's not wanting to acknowledge that it's just the Jewish people, because what about us? So there's a certain, like, I want to infuse myself in that. There's a bond between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael, which is one, and Midian tries to insert itself in that. That's the klipa. So let's see. Val Kane. So number two, let's go a little bit fast. Val Kane. Kol zman shel Yisrael adayim begolus Mitzrayim. So as long as Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, and what was going on in Mitzrayim? The whole thing in Mitzrayim was Al Pasa Goy Mikar of Goy, Shoy Bikir Bamam, Mishmakov Mem Lagamri, Kober Yerachim, like Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim are what? Are Mamish, like meshed in Mitzrayim, Akadekach. It's hard to tell that they're a separate nation. So where's the engine to that? What's fueling that? Fueling that is there has to be Midyan, right? Fueling that has to be Midyan. In order to produce a Matziv, where Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim are almost indiscernible, that's only possible because it started off with the Midyan looking for that hair's breadth divide. Because it starts off, the Klal Yisrael is separate. Yaakov Avinu, Shiv Nefesh. And all of a sudden, sometime down the road, it's Goy Mekarev Goy. The answer is because it started with that hair's breadth divide, you know, between Hashem and the Jewish people, and that like inyan of like, you know what, maybe Klal Yisrael is a nation amongst nations, which is Midian. Therefore, when Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the head of Klal Yisrael, is in the Midian. Yes, we're going to see exactly. So Yisro is one of Parah's advisors. That's Mamish. We're going to get there, but let's see how it goes. Mamish. So he says, Shein l'chizbeth. So Huchrachu liyas b'Midian. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to bring a geula, has to break the klipa from its very beginning. He has to pull it out from its roots. So at the end of the day, what's revealed on the out, all the way at the end, which is chas v'shalom, a yid living like a goy, the root of that is the klipa of Midian. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to rip it out from its roots. Shia klipa hamakefes yisoid Abba, the klipa that separates from this iskashrus of the love of Abba. Shuchibar Abba v'ima. Shasham hu alabas chibar zeh. Midyan is hiding that level of connection. Umisham ha'yichayusay. Now this is where Moshe Rabbeinu survives. His parnasa, his livelihood, his family, everything in Midyan. Aide Tzipira was because of Tzipira, right? Yisrael's daughter that becomes his wife. Shecham Dabai, who obviously loved Moshe Rabbeinu. Kicheshek b'nois Midyan lidavik b'zer Yisrael. So you literally have a daughter of Midyan who wants to connect to Moshe Rabbeinu. But over here, it's in a good way, as we'll see in a moment. But you see this inyan of Midyan wanting to connect to Klal Yisrael. And again, it's in a generation, it resurfaces with the daughters of Midyan, with Cozbi and Zimri. But that's what's going on over here. Now, v'Yisrael hu ha'koyen v'aroy shabem. Yisrael is the head of Midyan, right? Shabay ikar koyach uma, which is like he embodies, therefore the spitz, the essence of Midyan, is going to be in Yisrael. Ella, but this is where it's in Yisrael's story that we find the redemptive quality of Midyan, how Midyan can be worked out, and how there's some holy potential that Midyan has. El Shinis Nadna Azmi Etzlam, Yisrael was separated from the rest of Midian at that point. At Oitern Ba Moshe Elov, even before Moshe Rabbeinu comes. So Yisrael himself went through a lot of work, and Yisrael himself separated himself from the evil of Midian. El Shadayim Lo Niskar V'Latoyv, he wasn't yet obviously converted into good, but at least he was holding. So Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Yisrael's house, Yisrael is ready to be absorbed healthfully. So Rav Tzadik explains to us, so what is this Nekuda of Midian? So again, this is the irony. I'll try to explain this. In order for Moshe Rabbeinu, the goal is to break the klipa of Midian, thus resulting in an absolute panim b'panim between Hashem and the Jewish people. But in order for any klipa to be broken, there you have to redeem the spark. There's some spark that's enlivening that klipa, and you have to redeem it. So what is the spark of Midian? Well, the spark always is what the klipa is, just in a healthier version. What is the klipa of Midian? That the Yidden and Goyim are the same. That's the klipa of Midian. But what's the holy version of that? The holy version of that is the concept of conversion. The concept of conversion means, what does a ger feel? The feeling of a ger is, the Yidden are special, I want to be part of that. Not to say that Yidden and Goyim are the same, but if there was, without the Indian of Midian, there couldn't be conversion either. Because the divide between Yisrael and Umas Olam would be so vast that the ger wouldn't even have a subconscious havamina of ever thinking to become a yid, because it's a different species. A chicken doesn't have a havamina to become a crocodile, and a crocodile doesn't have a havamina to become a cow. So Navi, it's a different species altogether. The fact that there's even a concept and his hisoiros, an ability for a guy to become a yid, means that it's coming from some acknowledgement that a yid and goyim have, there's a point of contact there. But in klipa, so that's the nitzos. But when it's stuck in klipa version, then that results in midyan, which is that goyim and yidin are the same. But that's terrible. But when it's redeemed, then what happens is two opposite things actually happen at the same time. When the spark is redeemed, it means that you're makar of gerim. But by taking that spark through the process of being Makabal Gerim, the klipa of Midian falls apart, and then the divide between the Jewish people and Numas Olam becomes absolute. You follow this? This is the irony, that Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the embodiment of the difference between a Yid and a Goy, and absolute Hiskashras of not even a hair's breadth divide between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael alone, is the same person that's Makabal Gerim. He's Makabal the Erev Rav. That's not a coincidence. It's one is attached to the other. His effort to be Makabel Gerim is his effort of trying to redeem the spark of Midian, to pull the soul out of that infrastructure of Klipa. Thus, by doing that, the Klipa version of Midian falls apart. And so this is the sort of inner struggle that Moshe Rabbeinu himself has with this, that in order to clarify the absolute uniqueness and separation between Knesset Yisrael and the nations of the world, that requires, paradoxically, an effort on Moshe Rabbeinu's part to be Makabel Gerim.
How many times is that for your job?
Still working on it. Still working on it. Still working on it. But that's Yichab, what's going on over here. This is the, it's again, because when you rip the soul out of something, the thing dies. Yeah? So you have this, the thing that's called Midian. Midian means Goy and Yid all the same. Anti-Moshe. Opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. In order to get rid of that, you got to rip the soul out. But once you rip this, the way to rip the soul out is to actually translate that evil in a positive way. In a holy way. The translation of Midian in a positive way is Geirus. So the irony is that in order to ultimately show the divide between Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam, which is the ultimate Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, he needs to go through an exercise of the Makabel Geirim from the Umas Olam into our fold. And it causes an issue. It causes an issue, as we'll see. But that's the process. So take a look. Let's try to move a little bit. Maramaka number Moshe Rabbeinu al degalusa b'Midyan. Moshe Rabbeinu through his exile in Midyan, kolat imay es Yisrael. He absorbs Yisrael into Klal Yisrael. Shemekaycha psoilus shenegedi soid Abba from the psoilus, which was Midyan, which is anti Abba v'Ima, anti that level of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Yisrael is again, as Ratzalik said, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Midyan, Yisrael is already almost there. He's worked out. He separated himself from the negative side of Midyan, and he's at least now a good customer for the Indian of Geirus. Shein maniach lotzis lepoil mashem mechshavti yisbrach lasis Yisrael goy echad. What Midyan is standing in the way of Hashem's ultimate goal, which is to make Klal Yisrael a goy echad baretz, and that's why Yisrael was part of the plan of Paroi to when Paroi's planning on what to do with the Yidden, right? So Yisrael runs away. But the fact that he was even a part of that conversation already means that he has shaychus to this inyan. So he says, v'litalem tar mitzvahs, shum achabrasim yachad. That's why, again, in whose parsha is the Torah given? The Torah on Sinai, why is it called Sinai? Shemisham yarda sinu l'umos. That's when the real divide between Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world take place. Whose parsha is it? What's it called? Parsha's Yisrael. Because that's the point. You could not have, in order for the Torah to be given, which creates a separation between us and Klal Yisrael, it means that you have to kill Midyan. But in order to kill Midyan, you have to extract its soul from it. And the soul of Midyan means that there is a way for a guy to become a Yid. That's Geirus. Once all the Geirim are absorbed, then we can throw the rest to the side and there's nothing. That's what the Gemara says. When Mashiach comes, there's no Kabbalah, there's no Geirim anymore. Right? We're not a Kabbalah Geirim after that. But you have to be Makabal Geirim in order to go through this birur. So he says, again, it's classic Rav Tzadik of, let's say, about flexibility. It's the opposite of what you're bending. It's like, you know, that's what's going on here. So he says, Lefisha umas gamkin b'ri... No, he says like this. Lefisha umas gamkin b'ri yosef yisborach. Since the nations are also created by Hashem, al ken yesh b'i b'oisek kayach gamkin tzad ma'toif. So that means there has to be a spark. What's enlivening this klipa? The answer is, well, if this klipa is created by Hashem, it means there's got to be some truth to it. So what is the truth of Midyan? This idea that Klal Yisrael and Goyim are the same, how could there be any truth to that? Well, the answer is, through Geirus, that's the Nekuda. Shemenu HaGeirim, that's where Geirim come from. Ba'aisa Huma, Va'atoiv Shebe Midyan, what is the good of Midyan? Shu'akayach Sh'roitz Elias Pirud U'medonim, this Indian of causing separation. V'loi Chibur, V'goy Echad, Miyuch Alavim Sheba Shemayim, so called Moshe Rabbeinu has kailed it, and then la'or medon beinu umas lavim shvashamayim. That's the irony, right? The same Moshe Rabbeinu. Once Moshe Rabbeinu absorbs the soul from Midyan, then now there's, like I said before, there's an absolute separation now between Klal Yisrael and the umas Ilam. And the same Moshe Rabbeinu that receives the eruvav also davens to Hashem after the egel, which was because of the eruvav. Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem that there shouldn't be any nevuah except for Klal Yisrael. One second. The whole problem of the Egel came because of the Erev Rav, and like, so Moshe Rabbeinu wants the Erev Rav, and yet he's davening that Klal Yisrael should be separated. It's the same inyan. When you're successful at being misakin these neshamas and bringing Geirim in, that itself results in the death of Midyan, thus allowing Klal Yisrael to be separate. That's what's going on over here. So that's what he says. Ukmash Akosav, Kmash Amru, Bikesh Moshe Shleitish Rishchina Lumas Oilam. The Shafil Yirtza Gailait of Maisav Lagamri, and Moshe Rabbeinu was poil. Through accepting Geirus of Yisrael, he's being poil that when a non-Jew is Reitzel Hate of Maisav Lagamri, wants to become Amish, be perfect, La Yuchal Klal, he can't do it unless he's connected to Knesset Yisrael. The Afil Chasidu Masalaylam, Elam Shaychis Shemetz Ve'efes Katzelu Kedushas Yisrael, Elam Ken Yisgairu, Ubishem Yisrael Lechunu. That's the koyach Midyanim. That's the good of Midyan. Lo'ayroi negru masoilam. So the finding the hair's breadth divide that Midyan is about, when it's ultimately rectified, it's turned over to be looking for the hair's breadth divide between a yid and a goy, right? To be able to find that divide. That's through lifting it up. Vaydei zin asar yisrael, and so on and so forth. That's what he goes on. Fine, take a look at Maramak number 4, and with this we'll end. Umayishar Rabbeinu shu alvasham shu sharish hayisayd viskashus yisrael avim shabashamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the root of this hiskashrus between Hashem and the Jewish people, bekesher omitz, with a very strong bond, loy misparshin loylom, that can't be ever divided. This gadol b'midyan, again, he's produced in Midian. Levata klipa seveves, to undermine the klipa that's standing in the way, kviyachol, of this revelation. And again, that's why there's an awakening through Moshe Rabbeinu specifically of this inyan of Geirus. That's why he's Makabal the Erev Rav. Now, listen to this. He says, Rakoch Zeshel Kibel Geirim called Moshe Mimidyon Adei Bas Yisrei. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu absorbs this Avoida by marrying the daughter of Yisrei. But again, that was a good thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was holding, Yisrei and his daughter were ready to be absorbed, and Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to absorb them. So everything was holy. But because of this, Moshe Rabbeinu has this avoda, and he's makar of the Erev Rav. Now, v'heim sh'asu ha'egel. The Erev Rav makes the egel. Why did they make the egel? So the pasuk says they got nervous. Moshe's not here. What are we going to do? Listen to what Tzadik says. He says, "Ve'im shasu ego." Why? She'enim chafetzim b'shleima sagamer del ase. Because deep down, the Erev Rav doesn't want Mashiach to come. Why? Da'az Hashem badad yanchenu v'lo yia gerim klal. Because when Mashiach comes, there's no gerim anymore, and they're gerim, so they feel a little bit like. But that already is an indication that they're not fully worked through. They're not worked through yet. But that's why they wanted the egel. Like the egel was a moment of like, if it were to have worked out, right? Then it would have been the tikkun. They don't want the tikkun to happen. They're not ready for it. The fact that they're not, that they don't want it, already means that they're not fully baked, which was true. The Erev Rav was not fully baked. But that inyan of not wanting the gula is because what happens when the gula comes? It's no different than people like us. Like I've had conversations with, like, you know, younger, but it's immature. Like, do I really want Mashiach? When Mashiach comes, I'm gonna be sitting and learning all day. I don't have the zitzflesh for that, right? So it's like, do I really want it? I mean, it's, you know. So, you know, when Mashiach comes, you'll be a different person. You know what I'm saying? You'll be able to, whatever you think you can't do, I don't know what it means. You don't know what it means to learn now. We don't know what disflesh means. When Mashiach, it's all different. But the point is this ending of, like, you know, not wanting geula because you're projecting your golistic self on what geula is going to be like. Well, of course, that's not going to be comfortable because you're projecting your gola self. But the Erev Rav does that because their taka not worked out. And in geula, they don't see themselves existing nach geula. Because in their gola's version, they don't exist after geula. But the answer is, if geula were to come, Moshe Rabbeinu would work them out. So they have to have patience, and they have to trust Moshe. Again, that's why ultimately, even the pshat of the egg, which is Moshe's gone, what's going to be with us, that's the pnimius, that's the same thing as the pnimius. It's like, Moshe's gone, there's no one to work us out. So if Mashiach were to come, we're going to be left out in the cold. So you know what? We're going to stop it.
The fact that they don't accept Gerim is because there's no need for Gerim
anymore. Right. There's no need for it anymore, but that's only a clarity that we could have once it happens. Now it's no different than it's any time like this, right? If a person's stressed about something, something around the corner, right? Some decision that's kind of, whatever it is, it's like, yeah, you know why you're nervous about it? Because since it's not in front of you right now, because you're talking about something that's in 2 weeks, Hashem didn't give you the kalim to handle the inyan in 2 weeks. You know, why should he, right? So it's like you have some business deal or whatever, some inyan in work, whatever it is, that's not now. It's not a geta now, but it's in 2 weeks from now. So when you think about it, you're stressed out. Of course you are. And you're thinking to yourself, I don't have the kalim. How am I going to be able to handle that decision in 2 weeks? Well, guess what? It's not 2 weeks yet, right? And it's the Hashem isn't giving you. Why should Hashem give you anything more than you need right now? Nothing. So right now, you don't need the strength to handle that decision in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, you will. But when you think about it, it's overwhelming. Yeah, of course it's overwhelming for you now. So the Erev Rav looks at Geula, they're overwhelmed by it. Ask him. Because that's not. So he says like this. So he says, Ushleimusam, the Shleimus, is Rakasha Yutsu Lizdavik Bistro Lagamri. The ultimate Shleimus of the Erev Rav is when they're willing to really go all in. When they really are willing to go all in and to embrace the being Yidden. It's like, it's an Avoida. Now, this is like this. Now, this is a Pelda Gezach. The Gemara says a sentence, which is a little bit hard to. You know, the Gemara says, "Koshim gerim kesapachas," that gerim are difficult to call Yisrael like tsaras. In other words, on a simple level, because it brings outside influences. The different shot them in the Rishayim. Koshim gerim kesapachas. So this inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu being makabel gerim In other words, is resulting in what? In bringing tsaras to the body of the Jewish people, right? Now, ultimately, it's for good, and it ultimately results in the ultimate health of the Jewish people. But it's not like that. So this is what he says. Va'oz kashim li, so it's again four or five lines from the bottom. Va'oz kashim li yisrael kesapachas, right? Ela shurak l'shaw. But that initial, you know, time of the makabel gerim where it's kasha kesapachas, it's a short time, relatively speaking. Demyan near parnega, the nega becomes healed. V'zeh haya ois harishin del Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, the first sign in the parsha, right? Is that he puts his hand in, right, it turns into tzaras, and then he puts it in again, and it becomes healed. So Rashi says, why was that sign given to him? Because he said a moment before, Hein le yaminu li, Klai Yisrael is not going to believe in me. So Hashem says, oh, okay, tzaras. So he says like this, V'zeh haya ois harishin del Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the first sign of Moshe Rabbeinu, b'nige yodai, with the nega in his hand, the tzaras in his hand. V'sheshav v'kipsar, then it becomes healed. Udaidei Masha Omar, since he said Hein lo yaminu li, shechashat chisar namuna b'bnei Yisrael, it means that he right now, with that sentence of Hein lo yaminu li, that's midyandik. It's midyandik. It means he's saying that Klal Yisrael are not maminim 100%. That's already a midyan. But why? So why is Moshe Rabbeinu, like, what just happened over there? The answer is because that was Bas Yisroi, the Kabbalah, the Ervav, which Moshe Rabbeinu is going to do, that's the Sapachas. That's the, again, in the effort of redeeming that spark, so even in that effort of redeeming that spark, you're talking about surgery, like on a very docistic level. When you're redeeming that spark, it's inevitable that there's going to be something that you're going to absorb, which is not 100%. Because only Hashem is perfect. So whenever there's an effort of a human being, even to do Berurim, even a Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not going to be 100%. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going through this effort of Imakabel, the spark from Midyan, which is the Indian of Gerim. But in that process, it's Kashim Gerim Kisapachas. There's some sort of nega. There's a psoilus. The psoilus of Midyan then makes its way into the system, unfortunately, which manifests, as Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Hein lo yaminu li. But Hashem, therefore Hashem says, the hand that you're stretching out to receive Gerim is now full of tzaras. But immediately Hashem says, put your hand back in. Because ultimately that damage and the little psoilus that's been incorporated into the system through Moshe Rabbeinu's own efforts of the Mekabel Yisroi as a ger and the Mekabel the Erevav is short-lived, and it's just part of the necessary, you know, process. And even if a person eats super-duper healthy, all-natural, organic, blah, blah, blah food, you still have to go to the bathroom, right? So this, that's just the metzias, right? Only mon, there was no bathroom, right? So there's something like that. That's what's going on over here. Va'idei ma'ashar mehen lo yaminu li, shechash et chesar namun b'bnei Yisrael, v'zeb mitzad ha'klipa de Midyan. Hein lo yaminu li is itself the klip of Midyan. Da'dayin lo nisparish oz mimena lagami, indicating that it's not 100% excreted yet. It hasn't been excreted yet. Valkin here lo negoyim b'yodai. That's why he has a nega in his hand. In the hand, shu makabel sagerim, which extends itself to receive gerim. Ata noisin yad lepoishim, right? Like we say by Ne'ila. V'hira le'achargach, but then Moshe Rabbeinu was showed immediately, shav lebsarai, that his hand returns to normal flesh. D'besayif le'yazik klum le'Yisrael. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was doing this, like microsurgery, and apis, there's something that's not 100%, purified. Since it's Moshe Rabbeinu doing it, despite the fact that it does produce, even for temporarily, kashim gerim kesapachas, this sort of like hein lo yaminu li dika sentence, it's ultimately going to work out. V'kol ma shekilkalu hayirak l'shah, v'alkein lo'ichosh, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu gets the message, which is, despite the difficulty that the undertaking of receiving the Erev Rav might produce, which is nega tzaras on the hand, but since Hashem then shows Moshe Rabbeinu that the tzaras is removed, it means it's worthwhile. That's Hashem; it'll work itself out, and that spark of Midyan will be redeemed. And then, when all the gerim are being niskabel in a healthy and productive way, and then the ultimate hevdah between Klal Yisrael and Mesayim will be able to be shown with the downfall of Midyan, and the revelation of the Tzaddik Amiti of Nishmas Moshe within all of Klal Yisrael. Like I said, in Shabbos, Amit Kul Tzaddikim, but not just Tam Tzaddikim, Tzaddikim Amitim, and Memelot L'Oilam, Yerushu Ars, V'yaskol Tzaddik Rachamim, Me'er V'meinu Amen.